No, it was dramatic light under lights in Tralee at Rannoch night, and a very wet and windy night on Saturday night in Austin Stack Park, where Kerry took on Galway. It looked like Kerry were cruising to a victory. 8 points up with 8 minutes to go. A stunning comeback from the men from the West meant that it ended in a draw. In a moment, we'll hear from Tim Moynihan, who was commentating with Ambrose Donovan. Here's the last minute of that game or so as Kerry sought to get the last gasp winner.
It's all changing here, Ambrose. You don't like draws, but that ball is going to fall in the middle of the park. Will Ken Kerry get the winner here? Can Galway get the winner? They're coming away with it, Galway. We're looking 69-30 on the clock.
That's a big three for Kerry. Big three for Kerry.
Can Kerry get the winner? We're looking at Liam Smith. Or is it Liam Smith the wind running? That ball now is put forward.
But
will it be
David
a Galway man, or will it be? Clifford has
David
it.
Has
Can
it.
Clifford get the winner here? He surely fisted over the bar. He's surrounded by a number of players. Can Kerry walk the winner here? An opportunity, but it's wide, isn't it?
Gone
wide. Oh. We could have a draw here in Austin Stack Park. They came from the dead, Galway. Oh. The mint from the west. We're right on the buzzer. 2:17 to 3:14, Ambrose. 2:17 for Kerry.
Dunno's on the chance to win the game there.
Yeah, 2:17 to 3:14, Ambrose. A very entertaining game, a one that Kerry should have won, though, Ambrose.
Yeah, but you'll have to give Galway great credit for the fight back. They were 10 points behind at halftime. Didn't ever throw in the towel.
You go, that's how it all ended in Austin Stack Park in Tralee. I spoke to Tim Moynihan shortly before coming in there and first put it to him that it looked like Kerry were in a dominant position for most of that game, but somehow ended up with points shared.
Yeah, very dominant, Jory, especially in that first half when Kerry had the wind at their backs and it exploded into life. I think Tony Brosnan brought a save off the Galway keeper, and there was Keith Evans making his debut at senior level, putting the ball in the back of the net. So they really kind of had the advantage, and everything was good attack in football, and then added the two-pointers with David Clifford. So they were well in control in that first half, Jory, winning a lot of breaking ball. And for the most part of that first half, Galway, their backs were to the wall. And as you said, and I was saying to Jack post-match, there was a game of two halves. Well, he could split the half in two, especially that second half, into two quarters, where he said the Kerry were dominant and then left Galway back into it. And the one, post-match, the one thing they were talking about, both managers, were the amount of turnovers. Turnovers lost, turnovers won, and a turnover won by Galway. And they got their goal out of it. And Jack wasn't happy with that, saying that we were well in command, well in control, and it gave an opportunity, gave them a goal. Then they got their two-pointers and back into it. But you have to take into, I know everyone will say it was bad weather, wind was to the backs in either half of both teams, but conditions were very tough, Jerry, very, very difficult. It was very difficult to play into that Horns goal as well in Austin Stack Park. A number of wides by Galway in that first half as well. But yeah, disappointment. You're looking at, I suppose, Jack will look at it. You want to be winning your home games, Jerry, and he'll feel that this is one that they've thrown away.
Particularly, Tim, with the nature of those goals, conceding them so late. Now, whatever about two-pointers, you're always going to be in danger with a good player, especially a player like Shane Walsh, of being able to put the ball over the bar. But really what he would have wanted, I suppose, from his defence in those last few minutes is that level of concentration to shut down the chances, but to give away two goals, that was it, really.
Yeah, Jerry, and that's the way it, both sides were hurting each other down the centre of defence, and they ran into the heart of the Kerry defence, Galway, and likewise Kerry running into the Galway defence. It made it very difficult, for the centre back and the full back. And that's what he'd be very disappointed. The two pointers, like you say, sometimes it's a free shot by players, getting a player into the right position. But for the goals to come, and maybe sloppy at times. But it was one of those nights as well, and Ambrose alluded to during commentary that, the ball was wet, the surface was wet, mistakes were made. And you could say that one of our goals came from a long ball in that you have to try. In this sort of weather, you can get away with things like that, as in you might get an opportunity of getting a big score. So Jack will be very disappointed. That's one thing. Look, it's all down to stats now, Jerry. I'm sure there were harsh words spoken after the game or whatever training session again this week, that they'll be looking at individual performances or individual turnovers. And they'll be pointing out to players, and hopefully they won't be making that mistake again. But of the two managers, I'd say Patrick Joyce will be quite happy going away, Jerry, in the sense that you're down 10 points at halftime and you come back. His team showed huge character. And the big thing for Jack now, Jerry, as well, is that he needs some of his big players back now, if not all of them. You know, the thing is, it's moving along. You're into February, heading towards the business end of the league in March, and he'll be hoping over the next number of weeks, week on week, that those players will be filtering through, the players out through injury, or the players that were committed to their clubs that had went on to the All-Ireland series. So that's the big thing for Jack.
And what do you make then of, look, the performances and the people, perhaps maybe, Tim, who put their hands up on Saturday night, albeit, you know, that there was a draw in the end, but at the same time, it still is a point against a good Galway side, one of the contenders, you'd imagine, for the All-Ireland this year. You had some serious performance there. Keith Evans putting his hand up, Michal Burns chipping in with 2 points. Killian Trant, another player who's looking to make a breakthrough.
Yeah, and you can add to that is Armin Heinrich. We've said that this guy, he looks very solid, the Ossistacks man. Going forward, he's very good. His vision is good. So he's doing himself no harm at all. And all I'm saying, the later these guys, the household names are coming back, these guys are going to be making it very, very difficult for them. Dylan Casey as well. I know he played in the All-Ireland final at cornerback. I thought he acquitted himself he chipped up in with his scores as well in that first half for Kerry. So they're the players that are putting their hand up to Jack. And and that's why I say, I repeat myself here, but it's very important for these players to be coming back now. We know that, I'm sure that the Gainies will be back this week or next week. Likewise, Paddy Clifford. I don't know what the state of play is with Gavin White and Mike Breen, but it was nice to see Mark O'Shea of Dr. Croke's back in as well. You know, that midfield time is going to be huge. I thought Joe Connor had an exceptional game the last night. You know, mistakes were made as well because the weather, balls didn't fall his way at times, but I thought his attacking exploits were very good. So a number of players putting up their hand, and that's what Jack wants. He wants two or three players to add to his panel, and he wants a number of players to push the players that are coming in for their places. So look, it was kind of a point lost as well for Kerry. He wanted his home win, and that's going to be a difficult assignment going to Dublin.
Saturday night, Crow Park, under lights.
Yeah, and it's a different game, and you'd hope that some of those players will be back, the better known players as well for this, because Croke Park, we always say Croke Park is made for serious footballers, and we have serious footballers, but I think there was a huge learning experience for Kerry the last night, especially with the current game as well, Jerry, that, you know, when you have that huge, maybe 8 or 9, 10 point advantage, 16 minutes into the second half, you have to, I won't say close out the game, but good game management. You close it out later on, closer to full time, but I'm sure they'll learn from that as well, Jerry. And we see up north as well, Jerry, managers complaining. I listened to Kieran McGeaney yesterday, speaking about the kickouts. They have to be contested. Oh, he said it looks great for the supporter. So managers in certain counties don't like the way the current game is. It might be entertaining, but they can't control their kickouts. And, you know, isn't that brilliant for the Kerry supporter?
Well, look, it allows things to happen, like what happened on Saturday night in Tralee. The pressure's on. A team gets momentum. They push up far. You have your three up and three back, and all of a sudden it makes a contest of it. You have to go along.
Absolutely. And I disagree with him saying there's no skill in it. There's brilliant skill in a player going up over another player and bringing the ball down. I mean, that's what we know Gaelic football to be in the past. And like I say, certain counties are not happy with the way the new rules are going, because now you have to have serious footballers to win possession. Before, you could have a system, you could park your 36B bus and stop teams attacking. Now you have to fight for your own ball. And do you know what's good about all this as well? I know we're going off on another tangent, Jerry, that serious forwards now will win the day for you. It's forwards that can execute. And the one good thing I've seen for Kerry over the last couple of games, and likewise the last night, we have a number of players, even though Shawnee O'Shea didn't get to the scoring exploits he did the previous week up in Donegal, his work off the ball, but then trying to get players into the zone to kick two-pointers. So at the moment, we're looking at Shawnee O'Shea, David Clifford and Tony Brosnan as hitting those two-pointers. So all I'm saying is it's something that Kerry have concentrated on, and when Paddy Clifford come back, I'm sure he's well capable of as well. So the players that can score, it'll be like you'll concede heavy, but you'll also score heavy. And I think that's the way Kerry are looking at it going forward, that if we can get our major score a lot more, it isn't about giving it to the shooter anymore. We have a number of shooters to give it to now, and that can only serve as a positive purpose for Kerry going forward.
Yeah, certainly can. Okay, Tim, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for that interesting stuff ahead of next week and Croke Park and Dublin. But thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah, there you go. That's Tim Moynihan, who was commentating Ambrose O'Donovan on Radio Kerry on Saturday night. Well done as well, by the way, to the Kerry Camogie team playing their game against Leash. They drew in Fitzroy Stadium in Killarney in that Division 2 game. But if you have a view on how Kerry did, get in touch with us on the programme and on those comments of Kieran McGeaney. A lot of the managers griping about the new rules at start this year. What do you make of that point about Kieran McGeaney particularly? He was speaking after his side were beaten. It hasn't been a great league so far for Armagh. They were beaten by Roscommon in Dr. Hyde Park. And McGeaney was asked for his thoughts on the battleground in the middle. This is the need to win the kickouts. And it was a big feature for Kerry beating Armagh in the All-Ireland quarterfinal last year. Armagh actually managed to come back strongly in that game, bring it right down to the wire. They picked off 13 of Roscommon's restarts in the second half in that one. But McGeaney said it's that 50-50 game that everyone wants. There's no skill in it. It's just pure piggery. It depends on what way the momentum is going. It's hard to shake that when it's going against you. People find it exciting, so I can't see it changing. I thought our kickouts were poor in the first half. We competed well in the second half, but Blaine himself, no, he skewed a few. It's not like him. In the second half, he was himself. It's a good sign he can turn it around like that. He didn't let it get on top of him. So there you go. Pure piggery. That's a damning with faint praise, calling the battle in the middle. You know, the old style fielding, having to win the breaks, key for possession, the lack of control that maybe the modern managers like when it comes to the way game used to be, where you short kick out, you control things, you prevented anything from going long, and it became a deadly boring game as a result, with no seesaw battles, no swinging momentum.